I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. You've probably heard about what happened at a street market in western China today, a deadly bomb attack that killed 31 people and injured more than 90. It happened in Urumqi, capital of the volatile Xinjiang province. The area has a long history of tensions between the ethnic Uyghur population and Chinese authorities. To better understand some of that history, I spoke today with Sophie Richardson. She's China Director for Human Rights Watch.
Now, there's been an alarming increase in violence either in Xinjiang or that has been attributed by the Chinese government to Uyghurs outside of the region. And, you know, absent hard evidence of who's actually responsible for these incidents, it's difficult to draw a conclusion. But it is not hard to document ongoing and serious restrictions on Uyghurs' expressions of cultural identity, their religious practices, their essentially discrimination against them in the kind of economic development strategy that's being pursued. Uyghurs will now say that they feel like strangers in their own land. It's important to know that in the 1950s, the Han population of Xinjiang was about 5%. It's now about 40%.
Right. And Han Chinese are the majority of the people in China.
Yes, Han Chinese dominate most of China. Uyghurs are a distinct ethnic Turkic minority, predominantly Muslims, who live in the western part of the country.
And when Chinese officials are blaming these violent attacks on what they call violent separatist militants from Xinjiang, are they talking about Uyghurs?
It's very hard to give those allegations real credibility, in part because the Chinese government has so systematically conflated peaceful expressions of dissent by Uyghurs with those of people who actually do have a violent or a pro-independence stance. And in fact, one of the cases we've been quite concerned about recently involves a very prominent Uyghur economist, Ilham Toti, who had publicly renounced independence and yet is now being charged himself with incitement to separatism. So it's increasingly difficult to tell what, in the Chinese government's view, does not constitute separatism.
So from Human Rights Watch's perspective, describe the violent group of Uyghurs for us and what their goals are.
The incidents of violence that we know about have been small scale and not really shown any hallmarks of organization inside or outside the country. There are allegations of this by the Chinese government, but they are unsubstantiated.
What do you think that indicates? I mean, that the Chinese government doesn't really seem to have kind of the goods on who's committing these attacks.
Violent acts like this against civilians or the ones that have taken place in Kunming, for example, are deplorable. Attacks against civilians are explicitly prohibited by international law and are to be condemned at all turns. I think the Chinese government's difficulty now is that it has fed a desire for someone to blame. At the same time, I think senior levels of the party and the policy establishment are recognizing that policies towards Xinjiang have failed. But rather than engaging in a discussion about the underlying grievances in the region, they're essentially doubling down on a repressive strategy with a greater security presence and more restrictions on things like religious practices, which are likely in turn to only breed more resentment.
China Director for Human Rights Watch, Sophie Richardson, thank you.
Thank you.